The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
Yo.
You already know what it is. And we back once again. Another episode of the Guap Times presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. Back in the building with the gang. You already know what it is. It's your host, Holiday Ho. We're going to spin it around the table. Let y'all know who in the building. Off top.
Lito.
It's your boy Keys to get you right.
It's Maha.
You.
You,
nigga. Nah, shit. It is me, right?
Yeah, right.
It's you.
I got to spin shit around like
cameraman, a cameraman.
It's me.
Cameraman,
you know,
cameraman.
You know, the little vegan, you know, little herbalist. It's your guy. I'm here to get you right and everything about you. Mind, your body, and it's my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Motherfucker.
Pass the yayo.
Happy birthday. Snow the line, smoke the blunt.
But I'm young.
Snow the line, smoke the blunt. Snow the line, smoke the blunt.
Young enough that it won't
affect you. Yo, you already know the vibes. You already know it's your boy Casanova, a.k.a. the confident motherfucking one. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that. Hooli Biz mixtape coming soon to you, brought by the way of Hooli Nation. You feel me? A little bit of everybody from out the city. You know what I'm saying? We got Boot Banga, OG Yapo, Il Padil, Sam Black, Crisis Man. The whole city on that shit, bro. Y'all gotta tap in, bro. Tap in.
You already know. This episode is, like always, brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. I let them boys over there, Gaslight 3.5. You need that flour, you need that that good gas. You feel me? Tap in, holla at them boys over there. Also, like always, we are brought to you by Growth Over Destruction.
G-O-D.
G-O-D.
We got the Wonder World in the house too, you know what I mean? Follow her on IG, that's our guest for tonight. Tap into her clothing, you know what I'm saying? Customized canvases, whatever you need, you know what I'm saying?
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that Conscious Collection, you know what I mean? It's on the way.
Fire.
You feel me? It's Black History Month, so, you know, do yourself a favor. Support a black business, you know what I'm saying? We do that every day, but, you know, especially all year round, but especially during this month, I feel like it's like law. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Support the black businesses. Tap in, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you're looking for, I guarantee you it's somebody that you don't know or somebody you do know that's of color, and you can tap in and support them. So.
Somebody that you don't know that you don't know that you need to know.
Spread that black dollar, you heard? The way we go, we spread that black drama, but we don't want to spread black drama. We want to spread the black dollar, you heard? Spread that black dollar, you know what I'm saying? Go get that money calling single on Bandcamp, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to support me, go get that single. I want to support the brother Jay with the growth. Go get some Seymour's tablets. Go get some Seymour's gel. You know what I'm saying? We got products for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got clothing. We got art. We got medicine. You know what I'm saying? Other medicine too. You know.
We here to save your life.
We got the essentials,
mind,
y'all.
Body and soul.
Here to save your life.
For real. It's essential.
We outside with
it's
it.
Essential.
Yo, once again, I want to give a shout-out to all the supporters that's locking in, that's tagging, that's tapping in, that's going back, checking episodes. You know what I mean? I'm seeing comments and everything. You know what I mean? Love the support. Love to see it. You know what I mean? Love to see more. If you got a chance, let somebody else know about it. Put your best friend on. You know what I mean?
Spread the word.
For the guys that's on the road trucking, shout out to y'all. To the ones that's at work, sitting back struggling, just trying to get through the day listening to us. You know what I mean? We dropping jewels, trying to get you out of that 9-to-5 and get you in your big bag, you know? Hey, well, salute to everybody that's out there lending us your ear. You know what I mean? It all helps. It all takes us to the next level. We got something for y'all, just like you're getting something from us. So, you know, love to be here like we do it every Friday, you know? You feel me? Today is a special Friday. It's the God birthday. So we in here getting lit.
If you see him, give him a bomb a shot. You see him, bomb a shot, man.
You know what I mean? See a little bit sweat. If you see a little bit sweat on our faces, that just means that we enjoying ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry about that.
You see him, buy him a shot, bomb two. And if your butt fat, let him feel it.
Allegedly.
Mind your business.
Shit, he can
drink your water.
Allegedly.
Well,
who said that?
I don't know.
We're trying to make sure people see other birthdays. So we're going to say, allegedly.
He going to see it.
I'm just saying. Because you got to be careful what you be saying. So I'm just saying.
I said what I said.
I ain't saying shit. Nigga. You ain't hear that from me.
I said what I said.
If somebody said I said it, I ain't say it. Even if they think I said it, or even if it sound like I said it, I didn't say it.
Nigga, stop saying shit.
I ain't say shit.
Just stop saying shit.
All I said was what I didn't say.
It wasn't me.
Allegedly.
Hey. Is this shit recorded?
Are we on the air?
It wasn't me.
Like, I just need to know, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of creepy shit going on, like, what's up with all y'all adults trying to go back to high school? Like, what the fuck?
Niggas playing JV.
I'm about to go back to college.
No! I heard saying JV.
I got eligibility left.
Whoa. I don't know how long you'll be getting.
I still got eligibility.
Bro.
But he's going to go back to high school.
These niggas playing JV.
Yo, this dude was 25 playing with the 17-year-old. He probably was slaughtering them, bro.
That shit used to happen back when we was young Pee Wee. They had Grover playing Pee Wee ball.
Could you imagine going to a Lincoln game and seeing somebody with a Suny dunking on somebody?
You'll never know when you put that helmet on. You'll never know when that's all on.
The football field.
We used to always say, put the helmet on. You'll never know. Because coaches be in practice, they be tempted.
That nigga
like,
got a mustache, bro. That nigga got a whole mustache,
they gonna be
40
with a jumper. He not going to move off no spots on the court. He not dribbling. He not running. He just gonna shoot fucking eyes out.
It just looked.
I'm bringing Reggie Miller back. If that's the case, I'm bringing Reggie Miller back and I'm not letting nobody touch him. And he's gonna get 30 a game.
You know, grown cats.
All
out there.
Three.
It just looks so different.
It's too refined. Even in high school, you could be good. But dudes is it's just way different. Different level.
Did y'all see the
level.
Chick playing the JV basketball game?
Balling out.
She was going hard, bro.
I she was.
Catch the shit on the backboard. Jumping into the stands. Trying to
block and shit.
Bro, saying and one, throwing the finger down. What are you doing?
Right.
You grown as hell.
Imagine a GOAT from one of our eras. Like somebody like 20, late 20s. 30 playing against these new boys that just learning, they're going to destroy them because
different skill level.
You got an unfair advantage. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you this much. If I go to school to pick up one of my nieces, nephews, kids when I do have them, and I see somebody that I went to school with and that motherfucker, I'm telling.
The problem is they're grown, they can be preying on young people.
That's what I'm saying.
If it was strictly just sports, I don't really care.
That's not sports.
But that is
cheating. That's protecting kids.
Why are you here?
At least go to college with that shit. It ain't no age limit in college.
They
got to do that. Dude, 2 years old playing football.
Yeah,
they can't stop.
College is different.
You're an adult.
But high school, that's a little too creepy, bro.
Then it was the Rutgers grad.
Because you're around 15-year-olds. You're around
that
real
came back and was going to high school.
Everybody got seniors, bro.
Sorry, y'all the coach want to sign some pedo shit to me, bro.
How you even sign up for that?
Sign some pedo shit to me. Like, why the fuck? I get it. These new kids got it better than we had.
I'm not going that far to say that.
I hear a lot of people say that. They be like, this generation got it easier. But I'm not going to try to go back to high school to see.
You can't be 30 playing JV.
The biggest issue is how did they get it off?
Bro.
These schools not checking.
That's the problem.
The lady was there for almost a whole week. Because
you can try to rob a bank every day. Somebody got to stop this shit. You know what I mean? So who's stopping these motherfuckers?
Bro, nobody's stopping.
Nobody's at the door like, oh, who you?
You ain't seen the shit Bro Pat posted on his page about the The black lady that was talking about some kids, some white kids took was taking pictures of
kids
in school and sending it to grown-ups out on the outside. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of wicked shit.
That's why you can't fuck with that internet like that. You gotta be smart with that shit. Smart with that internet. That's
a fact. It grows.
The internet is a whole other world.
That shit got a whole lot of heads. Snake got a whole lot of heads on it.
You can't play out there, man.
I'm telling you,
you gotta watch what you post because people. Once you post it, it's not yours no more.
I'm not playing.
Once you post it on the internet, it's not yours no more.
I'm gonna be on the front of the Jersey Journal. My dress gonna look the same way they do now. And I'm dead serious. I'm gonna stand my damn court. I'm gonna look just like this. And they're going to know I'm insane. Because you know what? I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to smile. That's I'm not going to show no emotion. That's when it comes to protecting the women in my family.
That's a crime of passion.
They're not going to call insanity.
They going to know.
With shit on your face.
Nah, they ain't got insanity.
Nah, that's somebody pretending to be insane.
Nah, they know who crazy, bro. They know who crazy. They know. Because you got to say, these are the same people that do the same shit you do.
Right.
So you can't act like these cops and these sheriffs will kill somebody if you fuck with their kid. They'll do the same shit. You just got caught.
Nah, we're
so. Your bid might not even be that bad. Your bid might be smooth because they know what you did. You know what you did. We stand on that shit too. You good.
It's gonna be more hard for the niggas that's doing the fuck shit.
They're gonna push you, get you out of there.
That's why they start building all these prisons for niggas that do the fuck shit. So they don't have to do bids with the niggas that's looking for niggas that's doing that shit.
As soon as they stop motherfucking putting niggas in the crazy house, they started motherfucking putting everybody just
in jail.
That's what shit got. Real fucked up.
That's
all. Everybody mixing and mingling into the same. They don't care.
It's a pot. They just
know. That's what I'm saying. You putting extra shit into it.
I should have melted.
Unnecessary ingredients into the pot.
People that just do everything. It's people that do everything in jail. Like you really don't know what a person in jail for. You'll be next to somebody that murdered their whole family. Don't know.
Bro,
unless somebody probably tell you, they probably be like, yo, such and such did this. And you be like, oh, shit.
I was in Delaney Hall, and there was a nigga named the Shitbag. Because he came from damn state from having to get off me. That was
the charge?
He had a whole shitbag, bro. Every nigga would not take a shower while he was in it. I was like,
I should probably smell crazy. He's on his Lamar BMF shit.
Oh,
shit bag.
That was the craziest shit.
That shit's
like
that. You said that shit last
week? Pour the shit bag
on the nigga.
Shit bag out on the nigga.
Bro. Eat
my shit, nigga.
You did that?
Yes.
They showed that shit on his
fucking yes, shit nigga. Bag.
The stars?
Yes.
No, nigga.
They show everything on cable now, man.
Nah, they're showing everything on cable.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy, though.
That's why these kids is more wild, because
everything is.
When you watch Channel 5, you couldn't hit bitch. I'm watching Channel 5. I heard bitch the other day, and there wasn't no beat.
Fuck.
Certain things not curses no more.
Yeah, bitch is regular.
They say bitch on TV back in the day. They say bitch ass
on
shit. Something
cable movies. No,
regular TV.
When the last time you heard
on Dynasty and all those fucking soap operas, they might be bitch.
Some shows let it all, bro.
You can't do it all the time.
It depends on the channel.
It depends. They got power.
But before Channel 5 and all that, they wasn't running that shit out.
It's the content they show.
The wildest shows you had on there probably was like
was doing this.
Probably like Simpsons and shit.
Bro, you go look back. Go look back.
Man, TV was wild.
That was all late night TV.
South Park.
I'm talking about regular hour TV, not late night, not 11, 12, 1 in the morning TV. I'm talking 7, 8 o'clock.
Soap operas had that shit in the daytime. In the daytime,
you just had to stay up.
All my children came on. Bitch, I seen it.
Uncut came on BET. What time did Uncut come on?
12
in the morning.
3 in the morning.
You talk about raunchy.
And Uncut.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's context,
the shit that came on Uncut is regular videos now.
It's context. What I'm saying is, that was raunchy.
Right.
And it became the norm because
it got
popular.
But that's regular now.
But listen, if you got TV shows and they talk about something serious,
right,
sometimes they let that shit go. They show somebody ass on TV. Like, what the fuck?
That's the first thing they show.
Now, you got to understand, the 90s and all that, 90s and 80s, that's when they was putting it out there to see the reaction.
Right.
The people that complain, they don't care about complaining.
It was shot
they watch who's supporting it.
It was
don't matter who complains. So you could write the company, they doing this. But when that money rolling, like rap. Rap is put the parental advisory. But once that money was bigger than the
fuck y'all complaints. Knock that wall down, man.
Fuck y'all complaints.
Open the gate.
Snoop said, they running my CDs over. They had to pay for those. I don't care what you do with them. I'm paid. I'm paid. So the money is push everything.
Because really, most people are not really.
I never watched none of them shows.
I feel like as an artist.
And look how crazy them shits are. So it don't matter. We already knew it was coming.
They're not making money off of the music no more. It's off of everything else. In order to really eat in the music industry, you gotta have a total package. You gotta do commercials. You gotta do shows. You gotta have yourself. Exactly. Before, it was literally people that didn't do none of that shit that just sold CDs.
Only people that had brands was like NWA, right. Wu-Tang.
But your brand was your music. But
they would have it. They would have merch. When you bought CDs back in the day, they would have merch support.
You gotta think about it. Back in the day, motherfucking hip hop, rap was motherfucking. They considered this shit like a fly by night. It was gonna be. They didn't know it was gonna be like a whole staple with a point of. An artist
by 94, that's when they knew this shit was real, was going nowhere.
They didn't think about that. By 94, the closest thing they got to an artist pushing the brand was what Run DMC with the Adidas.
And they didn't think it was gonna last like that.
You feel me? They didn't think it was gonna even last to that point. To the point where when artists started getting sneaker deals. And clothing lines and shit like that. That's when it started escalating. Like, all right, it's a bigger bag in this.
Yo, let's take this out.
We can attach this artist, which is already attached to our label, to whatever product that we sell and send it to the moon.
They didn't think Jordan was going to sell.
Remember the St. Oz mixtape?
Yeah.
Watching the last year, Jordan didn't want to sign with Nike. Jordan wanted to sign with Adidas. But Adidas didn't have the bag that he wanted at the time.
It wasn't
Adidas
that. They didn't want to give him that deal. They didn't think that. They didn't a solo. Because his agent was marketing him as a solo act, like a tennis.
It was unheard of at that time. Now it's a norm for artists.
Nobody's going to ever get that deal again.
Look at
Master P. Master P made that deal. Nobody got that deal.
80-20 deal? Nobody ain't no deal like that. Shit, deals is like that is the reason why now everybody is fucking, they brought out streaming and shit.
Yeah. Look, we from the other really from the era having a couple of streams.
It's a lot of streams. Everybody pays less than a penny.
Nigga, how you?
It's less than a penny.
That's what they tell you.
You gotta do like 10,000.
I'm talking about as far as get, but it's less than a penny.
I know.
No, that's
I know what they offer.
As far as what you get.
Because that's all it is an offer. Because it's no real deduction of, alright, boom. A stream is this. It's equal to this. Nigga, motherfucker can sit there and listen to a stream on repeat.
Right.
You can put a fucking song on repeat and let it rock all fucking day. Trying to tell me that motherfucking, that one time in play is a stream? Or is it that whole repeat?
They count it as, it's seconds. You have to listen to a certain amount of time. It's like on the radio. Yeah. To get a radio spin, they got to let your shit play. Then they turn the volume down. They talk over your shit because they got to get
as
you your spin.
As long as it's still playing in the back.
You got to get a certain amount of air time. It's air time.
You get paid for your spin.
So you get, it's the air time. How long
it's being played.
How long to it count. It's like even a beat. When you sample a beat, how much of the beat did you take? You got a certain amount of time before
it becomes a feature.
Exactly. Everything has a standard.
Even with that, that should...
It shouldn't be that.
It fucks me up.
But if you're an artist, the best thing to do if you're an artist is stream your own music. Right. I said that shit 10, 15... it's not hard. But people want the big bag now. You got to think, if you hot, you gonna pop regardless. Just take your time. Do how the rock and roll do. Sell that album for years. Go on 5 years. Push. Bro. And then you make a million forever. They don't come out every year. They come out every 5, 6
years. That's pretty much what happens with a lot of the songs that we like.
That's when you really make your money because you could tour the shit out that album.
The chick I was watching.
And you build that. You build your fan base
because
up.
Because
you, the longer you push that album, it's like Wu-Tang. You pushing that album. You hitting so many different areas. By the time you come with another album, it's like, wow, we all want this. You thirsty now. The first album came out 5 years ago. You thirsty. You want
what's happening. Let me say that. Right.
Yeah, you got to. The best thing is stream your own music. Yo, you got to own it. That's the only way you're going to own it.
Yo,
and that's the only way you're going to see the real profit.
They say that's 2 years old. You got to pull.
Bro. Okay. Don't play with it. They said that's 2 years old.
You got to realize.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of them songs, your own
website, bro. If you're going to do it big, if you're going to do it. And
Stupid Passing.
Fetty Wap. Yeah,
Fetty Wap. Clutch off of everything.
That song that he
tried to put it out on your
own shit. Everything was old, bro. Everything.
I was.
Before it popped, that shit was old. But that's because
if you sold anything,
your marketing, you know what I'm saying? So
you know it's better on your own.
In order for it to touch all markets, if you don't have a major label behind you, you got to go to those markets. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go to the South. You got to go to the West Coast. You got to go to
the South.
Put your shit in front of the people that it needs to be in front of.
You got to make your shit a brand. And once you make a brand, then you start dealing with, they got to come to you now.
Right. You got to find your tribe.
That's what Master P did. He started selling his shit. So Master P was selling so much of his shit, they came to him. All right, this is all what we got with you. That's what you got to do. You got to turn your shit to. You got to be a brand.
Who do you think was doing it first? E40 or Master P?
I'm saying Master P did it the biggest.
In the fashion world.
Master P, I mean, what's called E40? His documentary said they came looking for him for that too.
What was your focus?
40, 50,000 on the
street. When you started your business.
You know what I'm saying?
But Master P went to another level.
I'm asking a kind of question.
I think as I've grown, I realize that it's my audience. Like, you could be anywhere in the country. Like, I have country. Like, I have orders and sales. Like, I have customers all over the country. But, like, all you have to do is find your audience. Like, they're there. Like, you just have to find your audience. It's a bunch of people looking for your shit. They just ain't find it.
Yeah,
like, and now you got your, like, Instagram, TikTok.
YouTube.
Like, YouTube, everything. So, it's like, they can find your shit.
It takes time.
You gotta put it there. Like, they're not gonna find. It's like, you know, like, when mothers tell their daughters, like, no man, the love of your life is not gonna find you if you're sitting in the house. Like, your customers are not going to find you if you just sitting on it. Like, if they don't know who you are, like, that consistency is key. Like, you got to put yourself
word of mouth is the best seller.
Can't sit on property.
Word of mouth is the best
seller. Hustler always.
That shit is
a wise hustler told me, never sit on your product, nigga.
Like,
go outside.
You go. You just go to Miami. Bring your product. Go to Miami. Go to Miami with your product. Hang on the beach. They're gonna buy it.
Yeah, that's all.
You got cars. People gonna buy it. You just like you say, it takes time. You're not gonna beat Gucci tonight. Them companies are old. Them companies are 100 years old because they got a brand and brand and brand and brand. So by the time 20 years go by, now you like, I'm fucking with them. Look at cars that came out 20 years ago, like, keep buying that shit. Yeah. And they kept building and building. And now, they got luxury cars.
Kia,
right.
Yo, bro.
Kia first came out. Everybody was looking at Kia like, what the fuck is a Kia?
Hyundai. When Hyundai came out, you like, yeah, fake-ass Honda.
There was a lot of ones that
still
had them on the way, too. Right. That
Mercedes ain't started Mercedes. Mercedes started as some car.
Remember Saturn?
Once you make a luxury brand of your brand, then it changes.
Y'all remember Saturn cars?
That's what you do.
Plastic cars.
You go from Polo making shirts like this. And then you got a logo. And then you just refine your brand. Yeah. And you go, oh, this is our black label shit. And people are like, ooh, that costs a little more. But then they're going to keep buying it because they're going to say, like, you got regular Polo.
You literally put the value in your shit.
That's it.
Yeah. You make it. I just got finished telling somebody.
It's your store. It's your store.
Yeah.
You put the value of your product. You make it.
Yep.
Don't undersell yourself. Okay, don't, you know what I mean? It's never too much. Nothing is never too much.
If it's quality,
as
long as that quality
your heart,
is good,
your head,
sell,
bro. It's never too
business
much.
Business and quality.
Put your
that's
price
it.
On
yo, the customer is always right. I never argue with a motherfucker.
And like, when I tell you, it was my first time out in like 2 or 3 years. Like, I haven't done no like social networking events, nothing. So I go to this flagship store in the World Trade Center Mall, and like, meanwhile, it's my first night back out, and this is work-related. So like, I go, and like, when I go in the store, like, the store is dope. Everybody in the store is dope. Everybody. So like, I got my business card on my phone. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm in work mode. When I tell you, everything in that store I could make, and like, the minimum of everything in there was like $600. Like, all recycled material. Like, every piece I'm looking at, I'm like, this shit costs like $20 to me. Like, it's like $20. But because she said that shit is $600, and I'm like, yo,
that's
all it is. Right. Like, yo,
stand on it.
Yo,
you go to art gallery, somebody $1,000 for painting. That shit is sitting there for 10 years. Somebody gonna buy it. And in 10 years, somebody gonna, let me get that $1,000. They buy it.
You set your market.
And whoever don't want it, don't buy it.
Perfect example, right?
That's it.
I just watched
it. It's no big deal.
You
know what I'm saying? You can't worry about it. That's what you got to worry about.
But Eddie Murphy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a painting. The original, you know, the Good Times painting? The one that they had with the people dancing and all that? He bought the original painting for $50,000 back in the day, right? They just saw a replica of that painting for $16 million. A replica. So when they asked him, like, yo, you still got it? He like, yeah, I still got that painting. So they like, damn, if the replica went for $16
million. That's like 50.
Damn.
And he paid $50,000. But just think, I went.
That's why they tell you.
The value of what that $50,000 was compared to $50,000.
That's why you got
to
buy shit now. You got to buy shit now. That's now and.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
I gotta buy
art. Just sit on it. You gotta sit on it. Nobody buy that art.
Buy her art.
Art, right? Buy
it. Only, art is the only timeless right. piece that.
I'm sure.
Buy art. That lasts forever, right?
Hey, look at Basquiat, for example. I'm sure plenty of people. Plenty of people was down in Basquiat making fun of his album, his art or whatever.
CMOS.
They didn't believe in it. Now,
art, drugs, and CMOS.
He's one of the most sought after artists.
Yo, everything my daughter draw, I take a picture of. Everything she draw, I take a picture. Like, boom. Everything she draw, because she sees something in it, and she's like, yeah, look at it, and I go,
right.
Boop. Got that, boom. Right. I take a picture of everything, because you never know. Cause you never know what that shit can do.
Right.
Or what that can inspire in them or whoever.
Right. And you never know their progress.
Yeah. Like, because they see it as, when like today, she go, daddy, I did it, I did it, daddy, I did it, brown and yellow in the party. I go, she really be happy. So I'm going to... Clap.
Yay!
Yeah. When she
celebrate
when she do stuff and she put puzzles together. Right. I did it. Look, look.
Celebrate it.
Because it encourages right. to keep yeah. going. Keep going. Positive more.
I feel like it's
yeah. when you get when you that affects sugar a lot because once you they read body language.
Positive
when you look at something and you go that's whatever, a, they feel that shit like
that's a key.
They
want
to see you happy to at them at all the time.
I mean, to
forward, when they achieving something.
Better than yourself. Encouragement. It's always positive motivation.
I was gonna say I feel like as a creative,
my cousin put me on that
shit.
You
know what you want to do. Like, you feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, since I was a kid, like, literally, being around my older brothers, being around y'all, you know what I'm saying, around the block, and hearing music at a young age, I knew, like, yo, I want to do that. Like, this shit is fire. Like, yo, listening to the beats, like, the first time hearing Wu-Tang, the first time hearing Bone Thug, like, the first time I heard Bone Thugs, Pop, certain artists, bro, that shit changed me, like. I was like, yo, I want to do that, bro.
That sound.
I'm like, yo, I want to do that. Yo. Like, that's fire. Like, before I even knew what rap was, like, just listening to Marvin Gaye, like, my pops putting me on the music. You know what I'm saying? My pops always was playing music for me, like, yo, check this out. Just check this band out. Check this group out. And I'm still like that now. Like, every week, even shit that's not popular, I find new artists every week. Like, I try to keep my mind open. I try to listen to different shit. I don't listen to just hip-hop. I listen to everything.
Yeah,
but I feel like a lot of people
can't have niggas.
And that's why you can tell the way this music is because
words in my mouth. They don't know. They don't have music. They don't have music.
The artists that we were listening to, they were listening to other great artists, and that's how they became great artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
See, but
like some of the best can't put samples look, come you from
can't,
that shit.
You can't no, put it past like, the young ones. It's always a group.
Because there wasn't no it's rap before
always
rap.
A group of young
exactly.
young so you got to understand, they listen to James Brown. They listen to Marvin. They listen to people.
Hold on to
and that's giving them that soul.
To the next generation.
But this is how they interpret like it now.
Because
when you listen to Curtis Mayfield and them, listen to they saying that. They're talking that shit, but it's not right. a rap. But now when now it's just coming out in a different message, different lane.
You don't really get it until you get older.
That's why when you listen to music, you can't just listen to one. You got to listen. You understand where that artist is coming from, like. That point where they speaking, so you listen to that. You listen to them 10 years later. You like, damn, I get it now. Like that shit sound mad, dude. That's what. Shit,
yeah,
like, how you watch like, movies? Yeah. I watch them. Like I watch Godfather.
Check
like,
it. Check it. Listening to the music that your moms and pops was listening to back in the day. Now. You hear it and be like, oh, yep. yeah.
Feel it.
Now you see what
yo,
he was talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly.
You feel it.
Now
you
I feel it.
You feel it.
I hear what Marvin Gaye is talking about.
It was grown. Most artists back then was grown.
And it's happening now.
They didn't have young artists back in the day. Like, Michael Jackson was the anomaly. Like,
right.
most artists back in the day was 30-year-old grown-ass men and women that was seasoned in the game.
It
so they came
ugly.
Out.
They don't let ugly people make music no more. And I'm like, that's the no!
The best ones!
Like,
some of the best singers was ugly as hell.
Like, we only get one little
Because
like,
back in the day, it wasn't the phone.
Like,
it wasn't the image.
It wasn't all about that.
It was just the audio.
Yes.
It was all audio.
Once they started selling sex, everything changed.
Once you got into that Diana Ross era,
sex was always being sold. It just was.
Nah, it wasn't sold. Like,
nah, sex was always sold, but it just wasn't openly
not for the
sold.
Artists.
You could be sexy.
It was creative.
I'm saying, no, I'm saying not.
Because
you ain't have to be sexy.
That's what it was being sold, but it just was
it wasn't.
You know what? Look, I say it like this, and I'm gonna always say it, motherfucking white women ruin the world. All right. Look, and I stand on it. No.
Yeah.
And I stand on it for the simple fact. For the simple fact that if a white woman does it, it's okay.
But you gotta understand, it's deeper. It's not them.
Who's controlling them?
Who's You gotta say that's they men pushing that.
Cool, bro.
They men push that shit,
bro. When Marilyn Monroe, I'm not gonna look. When Marilyn Monroe sat back and motherfucking was the sex symbol of her time, of that generation, that was the motherfucking staple right there. They took that and ran with it. Everything after that was.
But the men let that happen. The men pushing that. The men control the market. You can't. I don't got to put you on my magazine.
I ain't never seen Mad Men.
You got to put the men to it.
I got a video right here
where the black woman in the 70s said, she told to the black man, and he tell her, they're using y'all. They're using y'all against us. That's why the civil rights ended, because the black woman took that feminist. They said, they talking to him. And she said, y'all got to stop us, because you know we'll take a.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills, I got the CMOS gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Jenna back
here. And we back.
She has songs. She has songs I like.
Like, nigga. I don't know who decided.
I put it like this, right?
We all gonna be outside like this.
When they started putting the, all they needed to do was put the idol up there. Once the idol was up there and the idol tells the masses to do, you know what I mean? Or this is what they need to. That's the root of fucking marketing. That's the root of marketing and promotion.
Right.
To take up, to make something an idol.
You gotta know the game.
For the masses. Yeah. And for that idol to move the masses.
You gotta get that money.
To what direction. You know what I mean?
So.
Whoever's controlling the idol. Because the idol is nothing but the puppet.
Celebrities
today.
Women don't kill me. I've said this in a few conversations.
Celebrities are the worst thing.
And I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this, but I feel like Beyonce is overrated.
She's overrated! I said it.
I know a lot of people are not going to agree with that. It's not a popular opinion. But I don't like everything Beyonce does.
Beyonce got that lame because of Jay-Z.
Right.
Like, I haven't.
That was it. She was good, but Jay-Z gave her that stamp that made the hood and made people say, we fuck her. Because she was just a pop singer at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't until Jay came and then she went solo, and then she changed her lane and she started playing in that. Independent, I'm that bad bitch. She played the bad bitch. She became the original, the new modern feminist bad bitch. She was just every all over the fucking place with her shit.
She's everyone.
But she exactly. She became the puppet. At the end of the day, they said we gonna tag you. You gonna be whatever they push.
And she became the Diana.
And she you gotta look at this. She came from what's that? 03. It's a long time. You gotta understand. You know what I'm saying? That's a long 20 years.
I'm not gonna say she doesn't have great.
She's been out since 97.
But everything she does.
This ain't.
I love Beyonce.
She's been in the game for a long time.
It's some songs that I love, but it's some songs I'd be like, this song is kind of mediocre. And if somebody else put the song out,
that Dangerously in Love album.
I don't think she's a soul right singer. There. She's not a soul singer. That's the whole thing.
She don't write her shit.
She's not a soul singer. She don't have that. that tone. Like when you listen to what's the girl? I can listen to Tim's all day. Tim's ain't even gotta make no. She can just say da 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 da. I listen to that shit all day long. Like, because I like that sound. But you can tell that soul. Beyonce's dope. But I know what lane to keep. She's to me. It's like club party. It's like that. I don't listen to her for no like. Right. Like if I listen to some like you listen to Lauryn Hill, some people it's like you get a different vibe. Yeah. I don't know. Go for Beyonce. Yeah. It's like if I listen to Nori, I'm not listening. It's a certain vibe. You gotta know the mood you're in. This is where I'm gonna go.
Like Solange
is my vibe. It's more neo soul.
It's more of a balance. You know what I'm saying?
Where I feel like Beyonce, like he said, you gotta kind of be in the party vibe, kind of. Or it's like a celebratory. Her music is like in that celebratory category.
No, absolutely.
If you're not in that mood. It's celebratory. It's like, oh, it's the birthday. It's graduation. Vibration. It's
brunch music. It's brunch music.
It's the vibration.
It's brunch music.
Turn up music.
It's brunch music.
Yeah, it's
vibration, bro.
It's getting lit at brunch music.
Everything is about the vibration. You got to realize.
Music is all vibration.
It's the tempo of it. So if it makes you feel good while you're in the party mode already, then... It's like a euphoria effect
because it captures energy
exactly. So it's gonna get too high.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Leek, bro. I swear to God, yo, Leek, yo, keep it up, my nigga. Keep it up, Leek.
I seen you on Starbucks page. I said, damn.
I swear to God, yo, Leek, keep it up, yo.
Leek,
keep it up, bro. I'm trying to tell you, you're gonna take over the world. With laughter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take over the world with
new
laughter,
Joker,
bro.
New Joker, yo.
Keep doing what you're doing, yo. I swear. Yo. It fucked me up because I'm sitting here and I seen the ad. And I'm like, yo. Bro. That's Leek. And then I start laughing at it. And then I'm like, yo. The whole fact of the matter was... about laughter. And I'm like, yo, this dude is like, how you gonna be mad at that? You can't be mad at that.
At all, bro.
What? Bro, majority of this podcast is laughter.
Word. Not facts.
Absolutely.
We bank on that.
Majority of our conversations are laughter. We greet each other with jokes.
What's
up, bro? Oh, what's good, you little funny hat man? Oh, what's good? That's how we greet each other. I tell you this one thing. I guarantee you one thing. Ain't nobody gonna run down on any of us and think we not gonna be prepared with jokes. That'd be the funniest shit with me. Cause I'll be dolo, nigga. I'll think, all right, your boys in around, you ain't got jokes. Little do you know, I'm funnier dolo because I know I gotta be funny. I'm around five other funnier motherfuckers than me, I'm just gonna fall back and just say some random funny shit.
Right.
But if I gotta be the funny motherfucker that I'm Kevin Hart, I'm Dave Chappelle, I'm Tracy Morgan, I'm whoever you want me to be. If you try to gross me, I'm letting y'all know now. This is not a disclaimer, this is an actual fact. If you think you're going to see me in a bar anywhere and have a joke for me and think I'm not going to have five in the clip, on a good day, I might have seven in the clip.
Bro, when I wake up in the morning, I crack on myself.
So if you're yo, what is more? I crack myself all the time.
Yo, you're like, what the hell? Who you talking about?
Bro.
Gunning myself, bro. And then I come outside.
You know what I'm saying?
That spirit in me, I'll be like, man, I wish a motherfucker, I'll be ready. I'll be having like 60 loads.
The next time you drive and somebody piss you off, crack on them.
Bro,
I do that shit every time.
That's
you know
it.
Why?
That's what I do.
Cause if you get mad and you feed into it, you gonna want to chase a motherfucker down. But if a nigga do some dumb shit, you saw a crack. Yo, this dude the other day, bro. No lie, I called this dude Mr. Cheeks, bro. I was in the car laughing for 4 minutes. But he did some dumb shit. He almost wrecked me, bro. Like, this nigga almost took me off the mat. He was driving a fucking big ass, one of them liquor store trucks.
Box trucks.
And he turned that shit around a residential. Like, he was on the motherfucking main street and almost took me off the map.
It's that GTA shit.
It was either fight or flight. It was either chase this motherfucker down, steal some beer, and go to work late, or crack on this motherfucker, realize that I got to still have my life in that moment. But cracking on him, that made the ride that much more enjoyable because it went from Mr. Cheeks to just random, I called him a dude from Shatters. It just was a random roast. But nobody was there for the roast but me. Yeah. But that roast, nigga, that was like...
That's what I do.
People that same people had like, post-traumatic stress disorder in the car, nigga. This thing almost... All I seen was a liquor logo coming out my car this fast. Mm. And I wasn't drunk. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, nigga. I did not have one shot. I did not have one beer. It was almost... I was almost over. And the last thing I remember is seeing a fucking Corona logo go past.
Jokes build character, man.
Like, yeah, could you imagine that? God forbid, right?
Like something.
Like, we don't know, like, what, you know what I mean? Everybody has belief attached to their religion, right? But imagine if your life is literally a loop of what happened before you died, right? And the last thing you see is a Corona truck. And then for the rest of eternity, all you keep seeing is a Corona truck every day.
That's hell.
That is hell. I'm like, yo, this is not just a loop. Is my life on a loop that I can't change? I think it'll be more hell, right, for your life to be on a loop that you can't change, and the remote is right there, but you can't touch that shit. Like, it's like around change fire or some shit. The remote is right there. You want to change the loop, but you can't.
You end up touching that shit. You just want
to change. Yeah, you're going to lose your hand to change the channel. Now you ain't got no hand. And you realize no batteries in the remote, nigga.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
It's torture.
Yeah. Yo, but
let's flip the script.
I got a topic, though.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about the OnlyFans, I think her name is Amina or
teacher.
Oh yeah,
nah. She's an OnlyFans actress.
She got caught playing while Tunchi in the car.
Butt naked.
Wow.
Butt naked. Like.
Wait. So
a lot of them be doing that. A lot of chicks you see, they be doing that shit. Like doing shit in cars and shit. They selling that shit.
She was driving, bro. I seen a lot of people get caught like that.
Yeah, she was driving on the highway. Yeah, I don't talk about cracking on motherfuckers that driving. I don't want to be driving to turn around to see titties and shit. I'm gonna fucking crash. How you explain that? What happened? I saw a bird flew in front of the car.
Nighttime.
I couldn't stop it. Where was the bird at? The bird was on Crescent. Wait, it was a bird on Crescent. Yeah, it was a bird on Crescent.
But
get it? It was a bird on Crescent.
Yeah,
a bird made me crash. I seen a bird and I crashed. I saw
that shit crazy.
Areolas.
It's just extreme, bro.
The average person driving, even if it was a lady, if you're driving, you're just turning to the areolas, you're going
to
crash.
That's how hard people got to look for content. It's like you got to do anything to get a content. Like, is it that serious?
Anybody that's doing that shit, please do it in a traffic jam where I'm not moving. Not doing that shit on 78. Because my car will be flipped over and I'm going to be mad as hell. Tucked under the seat waiting for AAA to come. Like, damn, if I ain't looking at them fucking
areolas,
I would not be in this situation right now.
It's straight shock value, man. They doing the wildest shit for some likes.
Temporary likes.
Because it's profitable. Look.
Likes for dollars.
It was a cop lady I seen on Twitter. They had an article talking about she quit her job because she make 100 bands doing fucking OnlyFans.
OnlyFans!
It's simple mathematics. If you making 40,000 to work at a job you hate versus just showing some titties for 5 minutes and getting 5 racks...
I think the pitfall in it don't last.
Yo, people actually leak during the pandemic. They leaked mad people's OnlyFans and niggas still was subscribing.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have got the same shit for free.
Because they still leaking niggas OnlyFans.
No, but I'm saying, exactly. And they basically leaking it to advertisers and niggas still pay for the shit.
Most men don't get girls, bro. Most men don't get pussy, so you gotta understand.
That's a level of boring. That's beyond boring.
That's just how, that's just nature. Most men don't date. Most men don't get no ass. That's just
meta boring.
She sent me this fucking link. Meta boring. So, like, in the little fucking metaverse, they got little virtual strip clubs. And, like, niggas be having the green screen and, like, dance. But it be niggas. They be dancing as the stripper bitch. But you don't fucking know because it's a stripper bitch in the fucking
Well, y'all saw the booty niggas. Y'all better watch out.
That's why I'm going at murder.
Better watch out.
I don't know. Better watch out.
Stay away.
They pay for these niggas is getting paid thousands of dollars to go like this. Like,
people out here crazy.
With a fucking headset on.
It'd be your neighborhood killer.
Your neighborhood killer.
I'm gonna be a cyber Michael Myers. I'm gonna walk in the club like, can you wine for me? I'm gonna be a cyber serial killer. Like, what? The fuck? I need to see your, you know, how they got like the thing for your Cash App when you scan it? Mm. They need to have some shit in the metaverse. You can scan it so you see what it is, and if it is, you can just cyber. capped the motherfuckers. You were really capping them. But cyber capped the motherfuckers. Like, yo, you wildin', bro. I'm cyber cap your ass.
Stupid.
Hey. Nobody's getting hurt. This is cyber
stick
capping.
To reality.
Hey, man.
Stick to reality.
People don't like
niggas
reality.
Niggas is meta-bony.
People don't like reality because it's too real.
Meta-bony.
That's the...
No. Reality gives you
metaphor.
Reality gives reality.
Niggas is
metaphor.
Niggas going to the metaverse to look at digital ads.
Metabonds.
You gotta be horny as hell. You gotta be a horny motherfucker paying for some ass on the internet. You gotta be past horny.
That's horny shit. A lot of
paying for ass on the internet is free. Are you crazy? Like, I would beat my son. I'm like, what you doing? No, partners would. This stupid ass out of here, bro.
Free.
Yo,
bro. That's almost as bad as the motherfuckers that be buying them. Nah, I think it's, you know, it's even more creepy.
That's crazy.
The motherfuckers that spending like 2 or 3 racks on them fucking that's real crazy. Skin dolls and all that other shit. Yeah, you know,
the pocket coochies.
The sex dolls?
Yo, the sex dolls. You spending racks on the sex dolls.
You ain't getting no ass, bro.
I wish I had been in a role since it's about. 32% of these girls got roses. Yeah. I wish I invented that shit.
All of them got roses.
I didn't invent that shit.
Yeah. Even the dykes.
You said even niggas got roses.
Whoa.
Out of control.
That's why I always told people.
When people do
I told
you
for years, I said, all you got to do
I don't
go outside that. And make yourself available.
That's all, bro.
Handle your business, go outside and make yourself available. It's not hard, bro. Man. It's not hard to get a woman. Just be presentable. Handle your business and go outside. It's fucking not hard,
I ain't spending 2 racks on roof, Chris. I'm going on Amazon to get me a fake bitch. She'll be here tomorrow. I got, what you give with your income tax? I'm Balenciaga, fake bitch. My shit ain't gonna get dirty. Your Balenciaga's gonna get dirty. You gotta take that bitch on dates. We on a date right now. Right now. I'm about her new wig on Friday. And nobody ain't gonna see it.
Nobody ain't living like that, bro.
Yo, dead ass.
Niggas is nasty.
I know dudes.
You know who's gonna fuck somebody up? When niggas have you see a nigga having an argument and you walk over there and you find out it's one of the fake bitches.
Well, I know dudes who's fucking
you
strippers.
You might nigga arguing with a lady.
Dude told me, he said, listen, bro, fucking a stripper is cheaper than having a girl. So I'm like, I'll be kicking. So I'm like, what do you mean, bro? So it's like, 05, we was kicking. He said, well, you got a girl, you got to do this. He said, ain't that much. We said, you get a stripper bitch, bad bitch, you pay $100, you smash, you go. And so I said, bro, I understand. I said, bro, but she fucking me for $100. I said, how many people got
$100?
I said, so you got to extrapolate that. How many guys is she really banging, bro?
Right.
He like, I said, yeah. I said, that's why I do so. It ain't about the pussy. It's really just, it's about having, you want the other chick. But you ain't gonna pay for it. You pay for it. Now you getting with anybody else.
But in that moment,
anybody can smash.
In that moment, he don't care. During that $100
spend, that
$40 is his.
That's why I tell people, you gotta always pay for it.
$100 in one container of juice.
$40. I was like
$40.
That's real though.
The pandemic,
that's not fake,
the pandemic,
bro.
I know the
that
pandemic.
Was before the pandemic, bro.
Yeah,
it was cheaper.
About to get
it
worse.
Went up to 40.
It was about to get worse.
Hey, wait. It went up to 40.
Look, right? I was working in this spot at Hillside, right?
Bro, what you think? Like, what time? I didn't cut you off. What you think? What you think? How much Cisco cost before?
Bro.
How much Four Locos cost before? How much a Nicky bag cost before? How much Lucy's cost? How much is Cole on Santa Carlos and the Music cost? It's been cheap. It went up to 40. Before that cost nothing. Before it was just come over. Before
it
was
come over. 40. No, when it went to 40.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm telling you when it went to 40. When Ace became $40, nigga. That's when it went to 40.
Yeah.
Because niggas was getting $25, $30 Ace back in the day. And you get a half a pint. So 40 was the liquor enemy.
Trials don't cost that much.
At all.
Chinese food don't cost. Bitches love Chinese food.
$40 before you could get.
$40.
That's how the game was going.
$40, you could get a dub and a pint, a Henny.
Listen.
You ain't getting no pint of Henny for $20 no more.
Like
and you would really yeah. find a nigga
everything
that got dubs anymore.
A fucking sandwich is $6.
Everything went up.
Like,
$7.75.
Nigga, back in the day, I was never going to store $5 and buy everybody.
My food already expensive.
$5, we always getting something in the store.
Oh, yes.
You gotta go find your shit.
Remember you was a kid, you had $10? You was the man that day.
Find somebody.
You was that nigga that day, you had $10 and went to the poppy store with your friends.
Shit, she can start it.
You get some candy. Nigga, I remember I bought $10 worth of Frunas. I was that nigga for a whole day, nigga. It was like I was the plug.
You know how many fruit you could get with $10 at that time?
Back then, it was just like...
That shit was 10 cents.
Like $2?
I had a kilo of Frunas, nigga.
2 days. Kilo,
that
was
like
mad flavors.
Nigga. I had all flavors, nigga. I had a whole remember the old cargo pockets. I had a whole cargo pocket full of Frunas, nigga, on the block on the summer. And forgotten. Them shits melted in half of them shits melted in my pocket. But I still feel like I was the man for that day, nigga, with $10.
Inflation is real.
Now with that same $10,
now
if I get a sandwich and a ginger ale, I'm lucky.
Hey!
Happy early birthday, motherfucker.
Early.
You got about one more day. But you can jump in on this subject. We talking about...
Frunas.
About how just basically how everything is different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you just be able to go to the store with $10 and get some shit for everybody now. You go to the store with $10. If you get a meal, you lucky. Out of that
$10,
you ain't get no meal.
You get a two-piece and a bean pop.
You get a couple
two-piece and a bean pop.
And a brown paper bag.
Funny shit, right? My father bought me McDonald's every day after school, right? When I was eating Happy Meals. Once I started eating quarter pound chips,
that's crazy. He ain't even lying.
Every day,
That
shit got cut short. When I started going from quarter pounders. To motherfucking from Happy Meals to the quarter pounders with cheese, double quarter pounder.
Yeah, it came pretty quick, my nigga.
I like that.
But just think how much a double quarter pounder with cheese meal costs right now.
$20.
You feel me? That shit was $6-7 back then. That was a lot, nigga. $6-7 meal for a kid was unheard of.
Nigga, you was the tallest fat nigga we knew.
I'm about 160.
You said the tallest fat.
My dad went from motherfucking buying me burgers to making me burgers, hand me motherfucking with the ground beef. So like,
man, we was going to McDonald's. That shit was like a treat. That shit was like a field trip. Go to McDonald's. Word. That shit was like a treat. That's when they had the little cartoon characters. That's when the
was slamming.
That's when the burgers was big. That's when the nuggets was big. The nuggets was like that back when you was young, bro.
I stopped eating fast.
That's what
Prime
was doing.
You should go to McDonald's. That shit like a real trip.
Bro.
I remember they had some shit.
Eat that shit. You go over there and eat that shit. Now you're done.
You got a Big Mac. You was lucky to get a Big Mac.
Back when we were young,
you get a Big Mac.
That's your mom cut that bitch in half.
You may go eat all that. You ain't gonna eat all that.
You come home with a Big Mac. You ain't eat all that. They cut that shit in half.
I must have been baby motherfucking Huey.
Once you taste that sauce, you're like, I don't eat all this one.
I must have been baby motherfucking Huey because that shit wasn't making it out of the car, cuz.
My dad was kicking.
Dude, she got small. Big Macs are like, they were like quarter pounds.
That shit wasn't making it out of the car, nigga.
Big Macs are like double quarter pounders.
Big Mac back in the day was yo. That shit was so good. Not even the Big Mac. Remember when
they come out, Super Big Mac? That's a whole
yo, remember the Italian cheeseburger was like $2
in that blue box.
Back in the day, if you wasn't really hungry sometimes, you'll save half your Italian because it was a whole burger.
Hell no. Rocky were the crowds when they first made them.
It was like two burgers.
It was two burgers.
It wasn't a half a burger. It was a burger on each half.
It was two burgers. Yeah. Fold it.
Then as it went up and everybody started buying them shits, it became half a burger. Then it turned into a double Italian if you wanted the burgers.
Nigga, even right now, you go in there and you say, yo, give me a double Italian. They gonna give you one burger.
Nah, not over here.
Cut in half,
not over here, bro.
Not enough. That shit over here. You might get 3-4 patties, bro.
Bro, I be getting the double.
They feed niggas.
My shit is well over here.
They feed niggas over here.
No lie, bro. You get you a double quarter.
I got Italian turkey burgers.
You ain't eating all that shit, bro. They gonna put a whole bunch of fries.
I come with Jersey fries. They got Italian turkey.
Over here, like they put like 3 patties on that shit, bro. They put a patty on the front, the middle, and the back. They have fries.
They have fries. Over here called Water Fit Bar. I went to like a couple years ago around the time I had just came home and shit, and fucking I had got these soul food spring rolls.
Yeah.
Like sushi rolls, bro. Them shits were amazing, bro. Just like this fucking big. I said, bro, if I was in Jersey City, I'd have never got no portion of food.
This shit would have looked like a tater tot.
Nah,
they gonna give you this. This.
If we're gonna come in this shit, Uber Eats,
$180.
And they hand you this shit like this.
Yo, I got some food like that, bro. I ordered some shit. It came up. There was some white cashew boxes. I said, where the fuck my food at? I was mad as hell.
They said, you Krabby Patties.
I was mad as hell.
You want a Krabby Patty?
Bro, the shit came. I paid like $35 for this shit. He came in the house. I was like, where the rest of the food at?
That shit was this right here.
Bro, this ain't all my food. They put that shit in a little for you pan like this. Damn.
And still be having space in that motherfucker.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Impossible.
Too much space in this shit. I'm like, y'all put the stuff this shit.
If you go outside Jersey City, they really feed you, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Impossible.
You gotta go outside Jersey City to get, like, good quality, portion food.
That shit we went to last week.
They gonna
week,
feed you.
The
like fucking New York over there.
Jersey City ain't got that much. Yeah. It's not really urban, urban like that.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, these niggas.
Jersey City not really urban like that. Everything it's else city, besides North is more urban. North is a.
But you got the philosophy.
Like, you got all black community. Urban and all black community.
I barely got anything.
East Side, all black community. Philly, all black. When you got an all black community, you got food spots that been there for 30, 40 years. What spot in Jersey City you got that's been there for 10 years?
I want to ask our guests a question. It's not nothing too crazy. I mean, first off, tell the people who you are. And I just want to know what or whom inspired you to want to be an artist?
What was your inspiration for your art? Public speaking. I'm sorry.
I feel like this group, we all family, you know what I mean? Yo, I guess so. I feel like we got to, you know what I mean? It's only right we got to give you some spotlight, because you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So,
cheers
to that.
Cheers.
Can't be afraid to stand in
our own. Salute.
Kata Mata.
We all got to stand in our own
life. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm I'm an artist first, but I am a designer. I do custom everything, down to the socks. I don't actually make socks yet, but I'm working on that. But I would actually have to say, like, obviously, the cliche, like, Frida Kahlo, Basquiat, but who really did it for me was, and, like, he's not... It's not, like, obviously, like, in no museums and shit, but, like, Ace Crew. Like,
okay.
Seeing they work everywhere like that, that shit was everything. Like, everywhere I, because, like, Wonderworld is not a random name. Obviously, anybody who knows me knows. I never stayed in one place too long, and I was a fucking runaway. Like, everywhere I went, they shit was. So, nice. Like, I just kind of, like, ran with that shit. Like, all that subway art, like, all of that shit. Like, that's art to me. Like, I want that shit in my house. Like, obviously, I like other shit, but, like, that shit has in my heart. So, yes, that's what inspired me.
Word, that's fire. I got one of my pieces on y'all. I'm a supporter. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can tap in. Of course, I know that y'all. this is 90s movie culture, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a menace, you know what I'm saying? Drinking your juice, drinking your 40 with your shorty, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I mean? She's our guest for the night, so follow her at Wanderer World, you know what I'm saying? She's business friendly, you know what I mean? Tap in, support business, you know what I'm saying? Go get you a shirt, she got the fuzzy hats on deck, you know what I'm saying?
What's the white boy name that made that song that had the fuzzy hat?
Oh, fucking,
Jamiroquai.
Yeah, Jamiroquai. Get Jamiroquai hats.
Get Jamiroquai hats.
Get you yourself a Jamiroquai hat.
What was that song?
I got the bucket hat.
Damn, what's the name of that? I got to play that shit. Here, yo. I think I'll play a little snippet of that. Because you took me back when you said that. You said the Jamiroquai hat. Funny enough, I got that same hat.
I got the great bucket. I don't know. Puma be wearing that shirt. Like,
I got so much
shit. My child, like, had a
BC. I got so much shit. I be forgetting I be having shit sometimes, so I'll go on her website and I see other pieces, and I'm like, yo, I got that fucking piece. Like, that's how you know you tapped in with somebody brand. When you go back years and you go look through your closet and you
find shit that you wear the most, though.
Yeah. Like, I try to wear mostly independent brands, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the exception of maybe, like, sneakers and shit like that. Like, most of my truckers are, like, independent brands. Most of my hoodies that I have are independent brands. I feel like as an artist, you are a canvas.
That's the best pieces, though.
You're walking advertising. Nobody got so,
most of my shit is...
I would rather.
Yo, like, you got this designer. So I said, yo, that be like, that's rare. I don't shop like that, but I see pieces. If it hit my eye, like, pieces. I gotta buy this shit. Yeah. Like, when I saw the jacket, I'm like, I gotta buy this shit. Like, some things you see, you're like, I gotta buy. And it don't matter who it is, really. Yep. It really don't matter who's the brand. Yeah. It's just, That's probably what, like when you go to New York, you see everything. You go in these stores, open up the store, and they just have all that thrift shop shit in there. Like, damn, they got mad shit in here. And you start seeing all these type logo shirts. You start, they got racks and racks and racks and racks. Like, these is $25, $30 shirts.
I'll be honest.
When you get the Coca Cola shirt, the same type of shit.
Freestyle.
All right, we can still do that. Since you the birthday boy, you got, I'm gonna do one that I already want to do, and then you gonna pick the mystery beat. So every week, y'all, we got a new tidbit for y'all. We got a new little treat for y'all. Since to show y'all that I'm really freestyling and y'all don't think that I'm spitting old verses.
This shit is real, cuz.
I'm recycling shit. Just like that Jay-Z beat last week, that beat was picked at random. It wasn't rehearsed.
You ain't got to explain yourself to people.
None of that. No, I'm just saying, but this for the people, so I want them to know that they're actually getting
freestyling. They can get it on site.
Because a lot of artists say they're freestyling, but they don't really
pull up.
Pull up, get it on site.
Pull up on me.
This is impromptu on demand shit. You feel me?
Pull up on me.
I need me some more trucker hats, man. These be the best fit hats, man.
Nah, you do. You know why I like trucker hats too? Cause I feel like my rims curved anyway on my fitted.
They the best.
But I like when we have them. You don't really have the curved truckers, and then I like the way they sit on my dreads. So that's why I wear them.
Legend of Lito. Legend_of Lito. LOL.
But yeah, yo, like.
This is perfect.
Like we gotta support each other, like, man. That's the only way that shit is gonna work, man. Because the way this economy is set up right now,
these should be. That's why Lico was always like, "Why you hat like this? These are too heavy on me. You feel it too much." Chucky
hats just even down to fitness is $50, man.
Yeah,
40 for the regulars. Well, like the regular classics is 40.
Nah, you gotta pay a little. You probably a little.
I'm saying like regular, but like was going Yankee, up anyway, bro. The regular Yankee were, Mets,
they were like 20.
Just classics, just this is $40. Now if you get into color brims and all of that, it's a whole nother ball game. But just regular solid fitteds are $40, bro.
I forgot how much.
If you go to Magic's, of course, you might get the 30, 35, but they're really $40.
They go online.
If you go on wherever, they $40 and $45.
Bottom shits in bulk on eBay.
You know what I'm saying?
And then sell the rest of them shit.
Buy that shit in bulk. Like, you want some Hanes t-shirts brand new? Go on eBay. Buy them shit in bulk.
Well, see, I like collecting the patches. So, ever since they started doing, like, I mean, I get them for retail, but...
I'm looking for some... I want some patches. I can't find
them.
I want to sew some on my jacket I got.
I know spots that sell patches.
Yeah, I need some patches.
Yeah.
I got some patches.
I want some Chanel joints.
I want some Chanel... I'm just sewing some shit on my wanted to sew some shit on before on hoodie, but I never...
Yeah.
I couldn't find them.
I feel like cargoes with patches is always fire, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
Absolutely.
We had 30 right now almost.
That's cool. You know, keep pushing.
But yeah, yo.
Any other topics you got?
I got some more topics in here for sure.
Yeah, any more topics for the second half of the show?
What about that cop killing my man? Three cops, they found out that he's fucking with his chick.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
That's valid, though?
They say he's fucking with his chick. It's just crazy that they... I ain't watch the video. I don't watch it like that. I don't watch black people getting killed. I don't watch it on video. I don't watch.
What y'all think about Kyrie?
I don't watch that shit. I seen it in person. I don't even see them.
I
told you, you want to watch that? Give me that shit.
I'm tired of seeing black people.
That should be on my brain, killed, bro. I still think about shit that you lived through. Like
before they were saying, yo, don't watch that shit. I was.
Just think, how many people you think in this room alone? How many people in the room? We got six people right now in front of us, right? Out of the six people right here right now, I guarantee you all of us know more than 15 to 20 people that got murdered.
Absolutely.
And that's just six people in front of you.
The other day I was in the house.
Repeat that?
Out of the six people in the room right now, I guarantee you in our lifespan, we know more than 15 to 20 people that have been murdered. Facts. Black and brown people.
Facts.
Super
facts.
I was in the house the other day, right. And I was saying to myself,
and it's more than that.
I know
it's more than that, but that's just a number I can guarantee.
Personally,
I said the other day.
That right there sets it apart from anything.
Whether it may be friends, family, acquaintance,
the six people that's in here right now recording this can personally name way more than 15.
It's too many to name. It's too many people to name.
But that's what I'm saying. If we all name 15, that's 100. If we name 20,
so that's a strong possibility we all gonna name some of the same people.
Exactly, it's gonna overlap. And then
Not really, because y'all look like me a whole older. Right. So we got people that's
generation.
Right. We were 14, 15.
But a lot of the people that y'all name, I probably either, I might not know them personally, but I know of them.
You wouldn't know what I'm saying, because I'm saying they died when we 14.
Right.
He was big, that's what I'm saying. You got a 10-year gap, so it started early. I remember grammar school.
You got in the same
grammar school dudes getting killed.
A lot of the ones that we lost when we were young are with motherfucking sprung and fed the generation that came after us.
But I'm talking about Paul's cast that was young when we were young.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
You got like Dave, Lil Dave, and these dudes that, my cousin Hank, all these dying. We 13, 14, 15 years old.
Right. And I just think, from the time
I'm 42 now, I sit up there, I probably personally know more people dead than alive.
Bro.
And every time people that you know die, it takes a part of you away. Everything you know about a person, when they go, that goes. So that takes. That's why sometimes I'll be withdrawn from shit. I'll be withdrawn from shit. I'm like, damn, I would go here.
I try.
And bro ain't even here no more. I will go here, but bro ain't here no more. I will go. And it's like, I ain't going there.
My father twice my age, right? And one year, I can't remember exactly what year it was. I want to say it was like in the 2010s. It was one year that I knew double the amount of people that got either killed or died than my dad, and he's twice my age.
Yeah.
So meaning, I had more classmates, friends, relatives, all in my, and they weren't old people. These are old people in my age bracket.
That were
either getting killed, murdered. Like, my class, my high school class, if I went down the list and just throw to all the people that got murdered, that passed away, all of that, just, and I'm only 32, it's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And then a lot of the ones that's not dead, that's
era.
A lot of them that's in jail.
Especially y'all era.
Doing 30 years, 25 years, you know what I'm saying? And some of them been locked up before they was 25, 30 years old.
Shout out the bump.
Yeah, free bro, man.
Bump.
Free bro, man. For sure, man.
Yo, bro.
It's a lot of people.
I don't even want to start that because we'll have a whole everything. Free the prisons. Free everywhere. Free the feds, free the counties, free the states, free all, because
I'm trying to get my music on.
I ain't going to say all of them, because
it's rough out. It's a real world.
No, because these crackers, them motherfucking mixed and mingled criminals with motherfucking
murderers.
Dumb niggas.
So you want to know something crazy, right? I was watching
it. Not just murderers, because murderers is criminals
podcast,
too.
A podcast. You know what the dude said?
Them other motherfuckers.
You in prison.
The motherfuckers that's supposed to be burnt.
Most cats in prison.
I'm not
going to
say
ain't,
that.
Ain't violent.
But I said it.
You know what this dude said? He said,
burn them.
When he came home from jail, they told him he couldn't be around no felons. When he took a count of all the people that he knew that was felons, he couldn't be around anybody that he basically knew.
Bro,
this particular, I didn't know the person. I don't remember exactly who it was. It was on one of the, He said when they told me he couldn't be around no felons, and he looked at all his friends and stuff. He couldn't be around nobody, everybody, family members, everything.
He said I was to go home.
Hello, my brother got discharged. My cousin got discharged. Yep. Damn, I can't be around none of them.
He can't even go home because everybody in the house, he got to catch that litter that he can't even be around.
Right. So for some people, that's not a realistic thing to say. Oh, you can't be around no felons. If both of my siblings might be felons. Then I can't be around my siblings.
They send you to families like that. They gonna send you to like a group.
No, the thing about it is,
and that's the worst.
And that's the thing about that
shelter. They gonna send you somewhere. They gonna pay for it though.
They most definitely help you before. Like if you tell them beforehand,
they'll help you.
Jump in like, yo,
if you tell them you got an issue at home, they got money, bro. The thing is most cats be in a pride or ego or probably just be like, man, fuck. Because a lot of cats keep it real, bro.
Yo,
dudes are gonna come home and do dirt again. At the end of the day,
you know
I got reservations to get back to the shits. So that's why most cats come back. When you told the cats in prison,
never,
they talking that same shit. The same shit. Like when you a get money cat, you talk money.
I need niggas to listen in. Never let your motherfucking family, your kids, any young people, whatever, go into the system, yo.
I don't know.
Never. Let them go into the system. That's why I see a lot of like females or people like Buckle or whatever when get pressed by the police, because that shit is illegal. The shit that the police do, and they try and say like, oh yeah, da da da, we're gonna put your kid in the system,
and
they threaten you. It's illegal for them to threaten you with incarcerating or putting your kid in the system. They don't know what the fuck the situation is.
They don't got no power
for them to fucking do that. End of the day, that's one of their tools, their tactics, whatever. But, you know what I mean? You gotta motherfucking keep your fucking antennas up. Keep your antennas up. Because at the end of the day, your family means more than anything.
That's a fact.
And they, family, they prey on that.
That's why they're trying to destroy family.
They prey on that.
Family, I'll take you away from them.
I'll take them away from you.
Yeah, you know what's one of the main things that divided families? I can tell you in the last 5 years, with one thing that separated families?
The court system.
The pandemic. The pandemic, a lot of older relatives did not want to be around the younger relatives.
The pandemic fixed
it. After a while, not at first. At first, people didn't want people coming to their house.
Bro, the pandemic broke fake relationships.
I would say it was the vaccine.
Bro.
It was the older, it was going on way before that. The older population, know what I'm
saying? That shit brought it to the forefront. What the pandemic did was separate old from young. Or the pandemic did was put people around each other that act like they was cool.
But no.
Now you had to sit in the house with your spouse and you go, I don't even like this motherfucker.
It was old from young.
People never, that relationship's been breaking down.
If you didn't know how to motherfucking work a computer or whatever, you were one of the people that fell to the wayside. People had to come and check up on you. You had younger people coming to check up on that older fucking people, like their connection.
The pandemic was population control. If not, they jabbed you up.
Auntie, grandma, women and men became sterile. They might die. If you ain't going to check on them.
You got about 25 years old.
They don't even know how to use a fucking regular phone.
Dropping dead. The same thing. How this happened? This never happened before.
Dropping.
But they all got one thing in common. They took that jab.
Yeah, a lot of people got fucked up.
My daughter never gets sick. She ain't got no vaccine. She ain't taking nothing in her body. She had is breast milk.
We do not promote or motherfucking say what you should do with yours or
you're not professionals.
Do what you want to do.
We are not doctors.
Do your research.
Don't do it.
Hey, keep life. Life, you know what I mean?
Read some literature. Reconsider.
I'd rather eat some water.
You sure on the subject?
Start jogging. Hey.
Anyway.
Work out.
Start jogging.
You know what I mean?
Eat fruits and vegetables.
Take some Seymour, some turmeric, some ginger.
Be active. You'll notice
wash
the difference.
Wash your hands. Wash your ass.
Right. Hey.
Wash your hands, wash your ass, pretend your mother around. Don't touch everything.
Wipe to the back, man.
Remember, you was a little kid and you go to your mother, like, don't touch nothing.
Don't touch shit.
And you had that fear, you hate mama's gonna whoop your ass. If you're on the subway and you're not about to fall, don't grab that subway pole.
Hey,
you better lean your back against the wall. Don't grab that subway pole.
Don't touch nothing. Motherfucker be digging in their ass, baby. Shit on it.
It was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I didn't see the worst of the worst, so that's why I don't ever be beat to go out. I'm so conscious of that shit now.
We're not going to go there. We're going to save that for the next one, though. We're going to save it for the next one. Yo, once again, you already know what it is.
You already know.
Chestnut Checkers, your next move, your best move. Make it. Ow.
Hey,
bye.
Why
are
we going to do pretty?
Press the button.
Press the button, nigga.
The white folks don't do pretty. They do height. They do genetics.
Press the motherfucking button.
How they breathe. They breathe genetics.
Yeah. You already know Freestyle Friday shit. It's your boy, the confident one. Shout out my bro Jay, you know what I mean? Happy 31st, my nigga, more life. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna take it back to the essence, you know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of niggas don't understand. In order to know where you going, you gotta know where you came from, you know what I'm saying?
Look,
I said a different understanding. About to be 33 years old, so I'm more defined in my manhood. And they don't even understand that when a man's good, he gotta make sure that he's secure and that the fam's good. You gotta change the supply, hold your position. Cause something like burgers in a skillet, you could be flipping, you could be tripping, making other type decisions. How your kids out there lost, stranded, and is missing. But me, I'm thankful cause my pops was always in my life. So something like Michael Myers, I had to pick a knife. When it come to these bars and dissect, going sharp into the beat and then cut them and I collect like the bone collector at the end of the scene. Y'all niggas never heard it, but the vocals was clean. Now I don't even got a curse for you to still dig a nigga verse, cause my bars is deeper than the containers of hearsing, meaning that you gon' get 6 feet in the dirt, and when the person is gone, you did replace the person, but the energy's defined. Cause you can feel them in your heart, your soul, your spirit, and your mind. Woo! And it'll never change. Cause my bars is unorthodox and underranged, to the point that I feel like I'm insane, deranged. Padlock jacket, putting me in a room, I'll be the same.
That's the padded room. That's where they put the crazy niggas.
And I ain't drunk on this one either.
They ain't crazy.
Look, look, look. They said I was rapping too fast, I had to slow down the pace, so they could understand the lyrically with the side of my face, to understand that I'm real and I'm a man that I stand, on my 10 feet in this toes, not even sand. This is concrete, it's never gonna move, I'm standing firm, not a worm, not a snake, not a rat, I won't squirm. I'ma hold down my grounds to the day that I'm taking, and if I make $1 million or another, I'ma be awakened, and thankful for every day, I get to take my breath, and shake it away, like it's an etch-a-sketch. Cause the drawing wasn't clean, it was still in the making. And I'm a dope type of rapper, you know I'm forsaken for all the things that I was thought and the things I was saying. Cause I'ma treat the beat like a game and it's PlayStation. I'm plugged in like a controller, they can't control us. I feel like I'm old school style, like it's a Motorola. Star Tech. Them niggas don't know about that. Back when niggas back on the block, I had 2 trap. Back before Nextel switched and merged with the Sprint. They ain't even understand cause they was still younger jits. They was probably running around, not really even knowing shit. Now I'm just a cool nigga, laid back and flowing quick. But I could slow it down so they could get the bigger picture. Something like an artist, I gotta paint a bigger picture.
It's a big picture out here, man. Y'all gotta focus in, man.
But I ain't done, I got more for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's the confident one, nigga.
Cash!
Hold on, we're gonna switch it up though. Woo! We're gonna switch it up. Shout out to Alchemist, you know what I'm saying? These classic instrumentals, this shit that y'all, you know what I mean? If you grew up in the 2000s, you grew up off this type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? You had niggas around in your crew, you feel me? Your family, your niggas. I still got the same niggas around me that I grew up with from kids. How many of y'all can say that? Niggas that's really going. I said my niggas, they gon' hold me down from childhood to manhood until we in the ground. We ain't gotta go to wars and carry loaded pounds. We just tryna make sure they understand the sounds. An educated brother, consonants, verbs, and a noun. Even them onomatopoeias, and then I can meet ya. And any bar, slice it up like a piece of pizza. And ain't no swan on the top of that. It's good thoughts, equally divine on top of that. And if it comes to a beat, I'll beat and I'll conquer that. They said a nigga was slurring, so I had to stop sipping. Something like Martin. Man, y'all niggas trippin', and I could kick them out. Numbers, I could get them out. I just tried to educate myself to find a different route. Cause I was doing 9 to 5, maybe past 10. So my next 10, gonna be my best 10. Cause it's chestnut checkers, and we are smart dudes. In other words, watch the podcast, make your next move your best move. Cause then you might not get another chance, and be like babies in a test tube. Meaning that you never will evolve. Meaning that you'll never grow. Call me the young poorest one, I always soak. Call me the young poorest ones, the older folks. Picking up the knowledge, saw a nigga never broke. Picking up the knowledge, saw a nigga never broke. Learning my ancestry's words of the older folks. All the things that we did and words that never spoke. It's embedded through your DNA and trade line. And I'ma trademark it before they take mine. Cause I can smell the fake shit like a canine. Listening to Marvin Gaye, wine from the grapevine. Pick a nice cup and a nigga sip. Going to a closet fashion and a nigga dip. Feeling like a nigga fly when I'm on my shit. Might eat a couple shrooms, then take a different trip. Might go to Soho to cop a different fit. Before Uber, man, I've been a Lyft. I'm wavy, nigga, you can catch the drift. Something like sour when it's mixed with piff. Or granddaddy perp when it was from the earth. Or that purple haze in my younger days. Now I'm feeling like I'm elevated in different space. Might take some hot and chill looking on Wi-Fi. Magnified nigga is still here. Something like a vision, man, it's still clear. Even if I'm driving, it's not impaired. A different type of drip, so them hoes gon' stare. Them other niggas, man, they don't compare. So I'ma tell them easily the beginning of years. You better get your bars up and your flow too, cause I'm about to take over media and social.
Let's go!
I already did this shit on the Pro Tool, and I probably start harming if I'm vocal.
Let's go!
I'm from the point of my focal, cause I'm a dude chillin', laid back like I'm supposed to. Calm, cool, and collected, but I'm still reflecting. Cool young dude that give you an inspection. But they don't wanna hear if ain't about guns and drugs, if ain't about Crips and Bloods, if ain't about shooting slugs. They ain't even going bumping in the clubs. Won't play it on the radio or give it love, cause that's actually the shit that we be thinking of, and that's actually the pool we should be drinking from, cause it's a kind of youth, we could recycle it. 32, but I'm thinking about retirement, cause most of these niggas ain't on my level, and even if I quit, I still never settle. I'm running around with the rebels, and I fuck around with no devils. I'm thinking stomping with the medals and polish just like a medal. Meaning that's a purple heart, cause of my niggas that I held down the bed from the start.
From the start, nigga.
And that's to the ending. Keep on rapping, cause you know the shit is ending. But I'm never remembering, cause this is off the top of the dome. So I done given a little piece of portion of my mind. A little piece of portion you could find. Something like Pinocchio, but I am a real boy, cool with a nasty flow. Sipping on Remy, I don't need chaser. Lay back, chilling as I'm basing. And every day that I awaken, I'm giving thanks to Allah, cause it could be taken. So I'm thankful for my breaths, increasing knowledge every step. I'm in the kitchen whipping it up like a chef, and I'ma keep on rapping till the day ain't of my death, or till I'm running out of breath, whichever one is next.
Let's go!
Holla.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.